Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little.
Okay, 34 after the hour. This is Doug Jen and Victoria Karashilin at the controls in our studio in Washington. Is it true the NFL is banning the national anthem starting with this fall season? Or is it this fall, next fall? Anybody hear that story?
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. Really?
There's a post floating around. Yeah, there's a post floating around that is suggesting the NFL has considered and has agreed to keep the national anthem out of the games. So I want to sort of, let's check that out. Nose around, would you mind?
I'm pretty sure it's not real. I see it on maybe. Snopes, but it's saying a false social media rumor, because anyone can say anything. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like some of the most searched videos on YouTube are some of the old national anthems from, like, Whitney Houston or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
From, you know, NFL games. Why would they ever do that?
Well, because they're not always that in touch. A lot of these big, talking about that with Monsanto and the big food companies that basically gave up on food labeling, watered it down so that it's voluntary. So basically it's meaningless. So I think anything is possible, frankly. Speaking of that, you'll recall the problems of dating site Ashley Madison, which was hit by a hack last year. Now, the hit by a hack?
Yeah, good.
Hacked
Remember
by
that
a hacker,
guy that was on the guy that ran Ashley Madison?
Right.
And I kind of took him to task, and I don't know, he called me something nasty, like weird. Right. I can't remember. He told me I had issues.
Wait, someone really?
Yeah, I don't run a dating site for people that want to cheat. Let's talk about who has issues here, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So now they're being sued. They have said they were profoundly sorry. But the feds are looking into them. Now, the federal government and the Canadian government are looking at some sort of irregularity. I don't know why the government gets involved in these things, but then you never know why the government gets involved in these things. There was a class action lawsuit against another dating site that settled because of, I guess the question here is whether there's too much information available online and too easily accessed. Hello, isn't that what a dating site is all about? What is the, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's just out there, right?
Right.
Well, it ruined some of the housewives' careers because they found out their husbands had accounts.
Yes. Jeez. Well, yeah. There are a lot of people that were in this thing that were outed, if you will. Anyway, they lost a lot of their value. They'll do about $80 million in revenue this year. $50 million of it they're going to spend on acquisitions and partnerships with like-minded, discreet dating sites. This is a Canadian company. It's not an American company. They're headquartered just across the bridge in Buffalo. What's on the other side, Niagara Falls? That's Toronto, right?
Close to Toronto, but yeah, it's Niagara on the Lake, isn't it, or something like that?
I think something like that, yeah.
The official name.
So the problem was the reason the government is involved, because there were a lot of fake profiles that were being used and people were being duped. There was a story along this line on a show I saw over the weekend. I think it was an episode of Blue Bloods. I can't remember, but it was all about somebody who got sucked. No, it was Madam Secretary. That was it. Madam Secretary's story line was about the husband. Let's see here. The husband of Tia Leone's character, Madam Secretary, the husband's father had gone onto a dating site. The mother had died. He'd gone onto a dating site, oh. And he got suckered in, and supposedly the woman duped him into giving her a lot of money. Turned out it wasn't her at all. It was some guy who had used a fake
in Jersey,
right?
And, profile.
And that's catfishing.
The storyline.
Yeah.
Last week
we were talking about John Mayer saying it's hard for him to date because, you know, there's catfishing and ghosting and things like that. That's what catfishing is.
Ah.
You think you're having communication with someone online and it's just a fake and they want your money or
there's
they want to blackmail
you. There's that whole MTV TV show about it, Dougie. It's called Catfish. The guy that runs the TV show did a movie, like a documentary about how he got catfished in online dating. And then MTV picked up on it and they do a whole TV show where they investigate weird, kind of creepy online dating stories.
Really? Speaking of creepy, here's yet another reason to not go to Rio for the games. Over the weekend, a group of Brazilian scientists detected a drug-resistant bacteria growing off the shores of Rio's beaches. So this is what, a month before?
Why are we there? Are like still 1,000 reasons not to go to the Olympics.
Oh my God! It's like the world
is still happening.
It's
like, why are the Olympics even happening at this point?
I know, but think about all of the things that have come together to ruin it for the Brazil. What sort of karma have they got? That country have that they're running into so many problems trying to do this thing. Woo! A super bacteria, unga bunga. All right. So, meanwhile, back at home. I notice that new apartments are hitting the rental market, and it seems that they are smaller than they were 10 years ago. The average new apartment is about 8% smaller, but yet more expensive than it was. Now, I don't know what it's like in Los Angeles specifically. Rents for apartments up 7-8% in the last 5 years. The average square footage of new apartments is 934 square feet. I couldn't imagine being able to turn around in 930. How big is your apartment?
You're going to be depressed. Okay.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at, including my outdoor deck, which is 13 by 20, we are at 550 square
feet. Oh, my
Shut
God.
Shut up.
How
I'm not even
function?
Joking.
And you and people, you have a successful relationship? Oh, my God.
I mean, it's kind of like boot camp, but yes. But people actually, New Yorkers, come into our apartment, and they're like, oh, my God, you guys have a lot of space.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
We were measuring the living room of the new house to put in rugs and furniture and stuff, and I think that the living room is 500 square feet.
Yeah.
So my living room is the size of your entire apartment.
Yes. And that's not it. Yes. And that's just our in. Yeah. So we've got about 440 square feet indoors with another 100 square feet outdoors.
Holy crap. Yeah, mine is like the exact average. Mine is 935. But get this.
That's a two-bedroom in New York City, just so everyone knows.
Yeah,
900 square feet is two bedrooms.
Well, I mean, mine is a two-bedroom, but this is considered deluxe, by the way. It's got deluxe in the name.
All right, so what is that? If you don't mind my asking, what do these cost you? What does something like this cost?
My rent is $23.50 a month. Doug's choking.
I thought you were still bending over.
Whoa.
And we're actually below market value.
What about you, Kara?
Mine is right on the money again. Mine is a little over $1,300. But ours is incredibly cheap for the area that we're in. Most places in downtown Silver Spring or D.C., most places, because we were going to move to a different area, were like $2,000.
Do you want me to depress both of you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let me depress both of you here for a
Jennifer's
moment.
Jennifer's monthly payment on her house is $400, but that's
You know what? Here it is. Ready? I have a two-bedroom, two-bath house with a family room. I probably have about 1,600 and something square feet. And I'm on three lots in California, so I could actually build on some houses and become the tenement landlady of Sunland if I'd like to. And I pay what Kara pays for my house payment. After refinancing, it used to be like 1900 bucks, but after refinancing the heck out of it, down to 1300 and some. Yeah.
Huh.
But this is why we talked about buying houses fairly recently, and maybe that would be a better option, but I don't know how anyone lives without a roommate or a significant other when they're this age, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, there's a thing that started with New York City real estate. People will date for about a month and then move in together for the real estate because they call it semi-cohabitation. It's a term that just happened in New York City because you need to live with someone. If it's just you can't survive on your own. It's too expensive.
So here's one of the reasons, or I'm wondering, this is a story that had been floating around on Twitter about Airbnb sucking up 10% of the rentals in New York City, but they're supposedly vacant. Is that affecting what you pay? Is Airbnb a new factor in the equation of what it costs to rent an apartment in places like New York and L.A. or Washington? Because this is something a lot of people think is very cool, but you got to own your... I mean, this is not something that's done by landlords, or is it? Some landlords putting stuff out for Airbnb?
Yeah, there are some buildings I know of. I have some friends who work in real estate, and some buildings will keep an apartment unit just for Airbnb.
Really?
And so they won't give you a lease for a year or 2 years, which is standard in New York City. They'll just keep it and rent it by the month. Or by the week, or whatever they can get. So the inventory, I do understand in that sense. Yes, there might be less inventory.
Mm-hmm. Wow, isn't that something, huh? What a reality
check.
Doug,
you should start a GoFundMe for me.
GoFundMe.
Maybe we should do a rent scholarship from the Doug Sullivan show.
44 past the hour. Okay, here's a way. This is for everybody. Now I want you all to listen very carefully about an extraordinary opportunity that I have just found out about that I want to pass along to you that just sort of addresses those people who are so concerned about their money, their investments, that they will do nothing that will make it insecure. They want security, security, security. So I'm going to suggest you call 888-444-2012 or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. That's commercialrealestateincomefunds with an S .com. We look around and see what's happening in the world. You know how crazy the markets are. You put money in the bank, you get maybe 1% if you're lucky as interest. So a lot of people are trying to figure out what are they going to do. There's a lot of stuff fluctuates around and the bond market goes up and down. Commercial real estate income funds allow you to earn a secured, that's the word that people want to hear, secured 8% yield. You can receive monthly checks, reinvest this as I suggested. Find out more about this at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2002. Again, the underscore here is 8% yield, secure, secure, secure. 888-444-2012.
Today on App Check, Songkick creates a personalized concert calendar based on your bands and your location. It's close, but still needs a little work. Songkick struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Downtown LA now boasts a science fiction schoolroom where kids can stretch their imaginations while learning about conservation. Frédéric Dieudonné, you like that, huh? Is Jules Verne Adventures co-founder.
The idea is to have the children, the younger generations, and, like you said, the adults, become aware of the beauties of the world surrounding us, and also maybe thinking of doing something to keep it as it is. You know, mankind has been very, you know...
Naughty?
Yes, sometimes naughty, you know. They don't realize everything is intermingled.
Jules Verne Adventures is at jvaff.org. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many mistakes have you made today? Probably at least three. Here's the social science of it.
One, two, five. Three.
Researchers have identified at least three types of common mistakes. The first, the assumption type. You leave out a critical piece of information and assume you did it right. Next, a selection mistake, where you switch things accidentally. And the final mistake, a capture mistake. You start one thing, something captures your attention, and you forget to do the first.
Spectacular mistake.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Routine is not your friend. Check your work, check your friend's work, and then get them to recheck your work. Create a checklist of what to do correctly and mark it off each and every time. That will reduce mistakes and keep you out of costly lawsuits. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's have congratulations for the folks at NASA who have another win. Winning. The spacecraft Juno got to Jupiter.
I know. Which one?
Huh?
You said the spacecraft Juno. I said, yeah, I know. Yeah, which one?
Okay, hello. Juno, wait a minute. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Spacecraft, you know? Yeah, I know.
Okay. There is a spacecraft that made it to Jupiter, a NASA spacecraft, which the name of which is not important, but they got the first beep from it.
What is it?
Juno. Juno, the name. Juno.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. So, folks. So, this is cool. So
it is cool.
Yeah. Finish the story. It's okay.
I'm not finished. Are you kidding? You spoiled the whole story now. This spacecraft... We entered into Jupiter's orbit. It is pretty exciting. The people at Jet Propulsion, which is there in Pasadena, near where you are, Jen, they have done another extraordinary job. I mean, it wasn't just enough to get Matt Damon back from Mars, but now they've sent this thing to Jupiter so that we can all learn more about a very gaseous planet, which will help us understand better our own gas, yours and mine, here on this end of the world.
So look, I'm leaving that joke alone.
Oh, good for you. You know? Anyway, it's nice to feel good about things like that, and nice to feel good, period.